climate change and how the nation produces energy have become key issues in the Democratic presidential primary. But it's tricky for these national candidates when they're campaigning in Pennsylvania, where fracking has become a major part of the economy, but also has been controversial. For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports.
Standing on the side of a road, Jeff Nobers looks across the Ohio River at a massive construction site. Shell is building this multi-billion dollar petrochemical plant in Beaver County that will turn natural gas into plastic. Nobers heads the Western Pennsylvania Builders Guild, which includes many of the 6,000 union carpenters, laborers, and steamfitters putting the plant together. And they're making good money.
You know, work here is a lot of overtime, so you have easily people making well over six figures.
Nobers says if Democrats nominate someone who wants to ban fracking, they'd have a tough time winning over some of these workers. He says the union leaders he works with wouldn't necessarily tell their rank-and-file members who to vote for.
But they would be very clear to say, look, if you vote for this person, this is what they stand for. And, you know, at the end of it, you know, this is your livelihood and the livelihoods of many others.
Presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have both said they want to move away from fossil fuels and support a ban on fracking for natural gas or oil. Though natural gas is pushing dirtier coal off the electric grid, scientists warn we need to quickly start phasing out all fossil fuels. Experts doubt a president could do this without congressional approval. Ed Crooks, vice chair in the Americas for the energy research firm Wood Mackenzie, says a president might be able to restrict fracking on public lands, but not on private or state land where most fracking takes place. Crooks says the talk of a fracking ban may have a purpose that's more rhetorical than legal.
Talking about banning fracking is, for Democrats, a bit like bringing back coal was for President Trump.
That is, a message to show voters what they'd like to do if they could. Crook says President Trump hasn't been able to revive the coal industry.
But by talking about bringing back coal, he was sending a signal. He was talking about his strategy and the direction of his policy.
Some political observers think an anti-fracking message could hurt a candidate in Pennsylvania, where 30,000 people work in oil and gas and thousands more in related industries. Chris Borick is with Muhlenberg College.
Do you lose some moderate Dems or independents who have interest in the natural gas industry if you call for shutting it down? And I think the answer is probably yes.
Borick says lots of people in the state are concerned about climate change and the environment, but he says it would be risky to run someone who's against fracking.
I think the proven method and the method that is shown to be successful time and time again is to win moderate Democrats, moderate voters.
Voters like Kevin Kopak, who owns an insurance agency near the Shell chemical plant in Beaver County. A registered Democrat, Kopak twice voted for Obama before going for Trump in 2016. He says construction at the Shell plant has been good for the local economy.
There are always jobs around, but these are at a lot higher wages than what Beaver County has been used to for the past 20, 30 years.
Kopak's undecided about this fall's election, but he says if the Democratic nominee is anti-fracking, that may affect the chances that he votes Democrat.
Probably less likely, for the simple fact that it affects our region, where create a lot of jobs for a lot of people.
For every voter like Kopak, there may be others who'd be fine with an anti-fracking candidate. Recent polls find Pennsylvania voters are split on whether to ban fracking. One found support for a ban was strongest in the state's two biggest cities, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. At a recent rally at the University of Pittsburgh, students call on the school to divest from fossil fuels. Brianna Mims, a student from outside Philadelphia, watches between classes. Mims says she'd like to vote for a candidate who's against fracking.
Because I am someone that really values the environment, and I feel like anything that we can do to stop the way that we're torturing the environment is beneficial.
Then there are voters like Gerald Medved, a retired coal miner. Medved is a registered Democrat who voted for Trump in 2016. It's a decision he says he now regrets. He says Trump's been too divisive and hasn't kept his promises on things like healthcare and trade. He says he has mixed feelings about the gas industry. That's because, he says, his groundwater was temporarily polluted when a gas company drilled a well near his house in Fayette County along the West Virginia border.
When you ask me what I feel about the gas company, I feel it's some good and a lot of bad. And the bad is we don't really know. If they pollute this water, say 20, 30 years down the road, how are we ever going to clean it up? There's no way of cleaning it up.
He's fine with an anti-fracking candidate. He says he's seen the climate changing with his own eyes.
I think you have to look at the scientists in the United States, the people that's saying there's global warming, and figure, do you want to do something about it now or wait until it's too late? I don't know the answer. I'm not a scientist. I know something's happening globally because of the weather. It's not like it was when I grew up.
For this election, at least, Medved says he's willing to give the Democratic candidate, whoever they may be, his vote. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.